This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We've been talking about, will you delete Facebook? Have you deleted Facebook? And why? Of course, they had a litany of offences, let's say, last year. Cambridge Analytica data leak, some other data breaches, the alleged manipulation of the voting system in America, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. That was all last year in 2018. We can't wait for what they've got lined up for us in 2019. However, we've been asking you to contribute. We've had some messages. What have we got so far?
Yeah, so this comes from Chin Teng, who says, Facebook played a tremendous part in helping me get to know my wife. I met her in a social outing back in 2007, but Facebook was the medium which helped connect us. We still look at those early messages and laugh about it, and we are forever grateful to Facebook, so I guess we will stick with Facebook.
Well, there you go. It's positivity.
Yeah. For a change. We have a couple of messages about the smart uniform story. This comes from Kyle, who says, pity those kids in China can't have the fun of Ponting Skola.
Yeah.
And it's creepy, and I don't agree with the idea, even if it's for the safety of the kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we have a message from Johan, who said, Tiger Mom, on a country level, don't the adults worry they are next?
Well, with that social credit system, you are.
Hey. They already are next, yes. Right, let's move on to story number three then. It's Huawei or the highway. What's going on here?
Yeah, so China, man. Basically, in the wake of the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer and deputy chairwoman of the board at Huawei, of course, as well as the daughter of Huawei's founder, she was detained on suspicion of violating U.S. trade sanctions. Awkward. Some companies have actually announced that they would favor Huawei devices over Apple devices and would offer employees money to do the same, according to a Yahoo report as well. Specifically, a Zhejiang-based technology company kind of took things a step further, according to a report from local newspaper Qianjiang Evening News. So the newspaper obtained an internal notice titled Announcement About Resisting Apple and Supporting Huawei, in which the company said staff purchasing Apple products will lose chances of a promotion as well as their company subsidies. The company did say it would reimburse managerial staff who purchase a Huawei phone 50% of the product sticker price and would pay 20% of the phone price for other employees.
Shouldn't that be the other way around? You would think so, right?
Yeah.
In terms of, you give the managers 20% off and the rest of the staff 50% off because the manager earning more money, surely. Carry on.
Yeah, the company also said that they would give those who agreed to relinquish their existing Apple phones a 25% reimbursement to purchase a Huawei phone. The newspaper did not disclose the company's name but said that the firm confirmed it had issued the notice a week after the arrest, and Apple themselves didn't immediately respond to a query about the measures Chinese companies are taking to deter iPhone purchases. But apart from the companies, tourism spots are also offering patriotic promotions for customers using Huawei and other domestic phone brands as well. The biggest setback for Apple yet, like the Huawei arrest, was a legal one when a court on December 10th granted Qualcomm a preliminary injunction against Apple iPhone sales on the grounds that the phone maker infringed Qualcomm's patents as well. One thing Apple can kind of take heart in this, though, is that people in China are not very impressed with these, you know, coercive patriotic purchasing policies. There was a hashtag that is in Chinese that I can't read, but the translation of it is employees buying iPhones will not be promoted. And it was among the top five trending topics on Weibo on Monday morning with around 360,000 real-time searches. And one person even questioned the legality of linking personal purchases to professional advancement as well.
It should be your own choice what device you use.
This is the whole thing. I mean,
if you work for Huawei, I understand.
Yeah. So I kind of understand, you know, rallying behind, in a patriotic manner and stuff like that, but not to interfere with other people's, you know, free will on what phone they want to use.
Okay, so like the way I look at this is if you have your free will interfered with, at least your alternative is you have Huawei. If this law happened here, for any of the local stuff or the local devices that we had, then it's a problem. So yeah. I'm just thinking, I know it's bad, but I'm just saying that if you're already gonna have your freedom of choice interfered with, at least they go like, okay, don't buy Apple, but here's Huawei. You know what I mean? And it's a good phone. It's a legit good phone that has that is overtaken, I think, U.S. models in August or something. So you have even when you complain, you're getting a device that is as good or better than and what they are barring you from getting. A lot of other countries can't say that. A lot of other countries that have local models cannot say the same thing.
A lot of other countries, you're insinuating.
I'm not saying which one.
I guess for me, first of all, I don't really agree with this, obviously. This is ridiculous. But the second thing is that on a practical level, moving from one kind of phone to another kind of phone is just the worst.
I mean, one of the things that I've noticed from Huawei products, and don't get me wrong, they look great. Some of the software on them is great, but the amount of bloatware that comes with them, is ridiculous. And a lot of that bloatware is obviously created specifically for the Chinese speaking market. Mm. And if you try to remove a lot of that software that you don't actually need, the phone itself becomes a lot less useful from what I've seen. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. They seem to be fairly cheap compared to the iPhone devices. An iPhone device now is a ridiculous amount of money, to be fair. But restricting somebody and preventing them from getting a promotion just because they buy an Apple product, that should not be happening.
Mm. It's wrong.
Totally wrong. But then again, that's just me and my Christmas humbug mood today.
I don't know. It's just a bit much. I think especially when you're taking it on like a professional level. If it's on a personal level and you personally want to boycott Apple and you personally want to go and replace your phone with a Huawei phone, great, go do you. Mm-hmm. Don't force that on your employees.
But it's very much become an us versus them thing, hasn't it? It's very much a China versus America kind of thing now.
It is.
It's symbolic.
It's just going to blow over again at some point. We'll see. Mm. All right, ladies and gents, if you still want to contribute to the conversation, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter and Instagram handles are at BFM Radio. Anything new during the talk set just there?
Not yet.
Okay, ladies and gents, if you want to get in touch, just do it. All you got to do is just take part in the conversation. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, our final story of the day. Now listen to this. A Danish startup have invented underwear you can wear for weeks without washing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whether or not you should or not is a different question that we'll address in a few moments. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.